Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Can We Talk with Jewels. I missed you guys, but before we jump on into today's hot topic, we have our guest host back with us. Mr. Thomas Willard is with us again. Welcome, Thomas.
Thank you, Jewel. Glad to be here.
Yeah. We are always glad to have you, Thomas. We love that male Christian perspective that you give with us. I want to jump in with our ground rules, guys. I'm going to try to make it as quick as I can, because as you guys grow with me, I think you're starting to be hip to it. But we want to keep on reminding those that are coming in for the first time, welcome, welcome, what we're all about here. So the first rule, we want you to listen and learn. We believe that we always can learn something new from everyone, even our enemies. If we take the time to listen, they will eventually tell on themselves. So listen and learn what's being said. Number two, respect and deceit. We're living in a time where people want to prove you wrong before they would prove you right. So I ask you all and my guests to come prepared, because our listeners definitely do their homework. Number three, try not to use explicit language. Again, I emphasize try, because I know how we get passionate, and sometimes we may have that slip. So try your best to keep it clean, ladies and gentlemen. Number four, I'm going to need you to bring your authentic and most humorous self to the table. We want to hear your story. We want to relate to you on a deeper level. And we want to find humor and wherever we can, because that's just how we heal here. So if you resonate with our audience, don't be surprised if I invite you back, like I have done several times with Mr. Thomas, who's becoming a staple guest host here. On the podcast. Number five, if we are running short on time, I may need to interrupt respectfully and advise you that we need to regroup, or we need to hear someone else speak. If you continue to chat, you all will hear me say, I will have to mute your microphone. Don't worry, you were not disconnected entirely. Six, last but not least, this one is dedicated to our dear sweet audience and supporters. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, please feel free to contribute to the call, and we will definitely follow up and share your thoughts and comments in the next podcast session. I thought I should give you a week to fully take in the information we dropped last week, which was really heavy. I know you all were waiting to hear part two with our guest last week, Dr. Nina. You wanted to hear the rest of her story, of course, but Nina needed some time to heal, and we are praying for her because she's going through a lot. But she did ask us, ladies and gentlemen, that while she's dealing with these physical and spiritual attacks, she wants to encourage other women experiencing the same harassment. And what I mean by harassment is if the neighbors, family members around you were bribed to damage and vandalize your property, throw things at your home, have surveillance cameras in your home, black mold, which is a silent but deadly killer, home invasions, hacking, noise campaigns, stalking, and dare I say it, spiritual warfare. She would like, I would like, Thomas would like, you women, especially, to come forward. And if it's happening to our brothers as well,
amen,
come forward and join us in this battle together.
Yeah.
We're here to help all of you connect the dots as it relates to any stolen inheritance, stolen property, life insurance, or simply a business deal that has gone wrong that led to these unjust attacks and cooperation with law enforcement and different secret groups. We're here. We're here to help. And we want you to understand that when we lift this veil of deceit and secrets on the enemy, you have to be prepared for this pushback, which brings us to our topic today. Healing faith as small as a mustard seed. But I'm going to tell you a little inside joke before I pass the mic to our brother Thomas. Our topic for our part two session podcast with our dear guest Nina was previously going to be entitled A Voice for the Voiceless. And so when Thomas showed up today with half of his voice missing, I said, that's not what I meant, sir. That's not what I meant. So Thomas is here.
And I'm here in spirit, may not be in voice.
He's here, ladies and gentlemen. And he's going to give us that solid male perspective that we need regarding this topic in helping a lot of victims and trauma victims deal with things that they've experienced, often which the doctors wrongly may diagnose and not understand on a spiritual level. And we're here to help. We're here to heal. And so listen up and pay attention. Let's open up with a little bit of scripture today. Thomas, if you don't mind, can you read the second scripture verse? I'm going to open up with the first scripture, Jeremiah 17, 13 through 16, as it pertains to our topic.
Yes. No problem.
Okay. Lord.
Of course, I said I'll be reading 17, but whatever. Go ahead.
Okay. Lord, you are the hope of Israel. All who forsake you will be put to shame. Those who turn away from you will be written in the dust because they have forsaken the Lord, the spring of living water. Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are the one I praise. They keep saying to me, where is the word of the Lord? Let it now be fulfilled. I have not run away from being your shepherd. You know I have not desired the day of despair. What passes my lips is open before you. Thomas.
All righty then. Thanks, Jewel. So I'm going to be reading from Jeremiah 30, 15 through 19, and I do apologize for my voice, but it could come and go. We'll see. I may be actually the voiceless with the voice. Who knows? So, let's see. 15. Why do you cry out over your wound, your pain that has no cure? Because of your great guilt and many sins, I have done these things to you. But all who devour you will be devoured. All your enemies will go into exile. Those who plunder you will be plundered. And all who make spoil of you, I will despoil, but I will restore you to health. Woohoo! Can't wait from that one. And heal your wounds, declares the Lord, because you are called an outcast, Zion, for whom no one cares. This is what the Lord says. I will restore the fortunes of Jacob's tent and have compassion on his dwellings. The city will be rebuilt on her ruins, and the palace will stand in its proper place. From them will come songs of thanksgiving and the sound of rejoicing. I will add to their numbers, and they will not be decreased. I will bring them honor, and they will not be disdained. Okay?
Thanks. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Thomas, for that reading.
Thank you.
So let's jump in, Sir Thomas, on today's subject, which is, again, healing faith as small as a mustard seed. Thomas and I discussed a little earlier before we got on the line and had our regular prayer before we start the podcast, that, you know, oftentimes when we go through different things in our lives, that the doctors may not necessarily properly diagnosed or even understand for that matter, it's at that juncture that many people turn back to spirituality and look for a supernatural kind of healing. And, you know, in order for you to truly be healed in a faith perspective, you really have to believe. That's like one of the key ingredients. You can't just like throw in everything into a dish and stir it up and say, okay, now it should work. No, the faith is the main ingredient that you need to have. And I believe that our Father can move mountains and you know, take something as small as a mustard seed and make it into something amazing. And so with that said, this podcast today, I know you guys know we are not shy to controversial topics. And this topic may be controversial for some because I know, well, first, a lot of times, you know, medical professionals don't really want you to lean into spirituality and supernatural healing, largely because it affects their profit margin. That's obvious. And then two, even with some churches, a lot of times they too don't share with their congregations and members just some real things to help them, especially with spiritual attacks. I find that that's a topic that's not really discussed as much publicly in the church. And they kind of wait until someone is going through it, and it's a one by one case scenario, and they don't really teach how to protect yourself or what may be actually going on with you is a spiritual attack. They don't kind of tell everyone this, and so Brother Thomas and I are here today to tackle this subject that's going to raise a few eyebrows. And we encourage you guys to give us feedback and tell us about your experiences and tell us how you've healed yourself or how maybe a pastor has healed you, and share with our supporters so that they too won't feel isolated or won't feel like no one understands. Because the more people that share this information and share what's going on and give a broader understanding, we can prevent wrongful diagnoses and just future attacks and harassment. And I'll tell you another thing that, you know, some people may not wanna hear, Brother Thomas, but believe it or not, all of these church leaders may not necessarily be worshiping God behind the scenes.
Amen.
And you know, it's one of those things, Brother Thomas, where when you try to, I mean, for me, I can, when I go into certain churches, I look beyond the surface of you know, all of the lights and glamour and everything that's poured into the church. And I try to really look into the spirit of the church and what's being done. Because, you know, there may be things down there in that basement that you would be surprised about that you are contributing to, not just financially, but spiritually. And so that's why it's very important that when you choose spiritual leaders and guides, that you are pretty sure that they are worshiping the same God, Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that you are worshiping. And the reason why I bring this up is because before I go into some of these things that can help heal you, I just want to share that one of the reasons why
they don't tell you this is because if they are in fact doing things over the congregation to get people to donate more money, to get people to sacrifice whatever they're trying to get people to sacrifice, they surely won't want you to know how you can counter this spiritually, because that would be problematic for them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. They wouldn't have a salary.
Do you agree, Thomas?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
And let me just say something since you're throwing it my way, Jewel. I'm going to say something here. You know what a lot of pastors have issues with? Their personalities.
What is it?
Their personalities. Mm-hmm. And they let that be injected mm-hmm. into the ministry. And also, I do believe this. A lot of pastors should check their egos at the door. I do. Because let me say this. There are some pastors that I have dealt with in my past that simply are so mm-hmm. egocentric and such egomaniacs mm-hmm. that only their way
yes.
is to be done and nobody else's way. And so here's what God says about that. You are only supposed to be preaching and teaching the gospel. I don't think personality has any place in it, nor do I think anybody's mm-hmm. ego has any place in it. Amen and mm-hmm. amen.
Well, amen. And thank you for pointing that out, because sometimes someone's ego can be the core stem of some of the work that's being behind the scenes. They want to be seen
yeah.
as the best, the greatest. And, you know, that can definitely compromise many of you guys. So, you know, with that said, I want to talk to you guys about healing, right, in terms of faith, right? We understand that healing cures, right? We all can agree with that. And
right.
let's take exorcism, right, for example, where demons
yeah.
are casted out of
demons.
Individuals. I'm sure many of you have heard of exorcisms. Largely, I think it's done in the Catholic religion. I know some pastors in other Protestant religions too also do it, but it's more well-versed or well-known that certain priests have done it.
Well, Jill, I'll inject something in that, if you don't mind. I think everybody remembers
mm-hmm.
The Exorcist,
sure.
the movie The Exorcist.
Yes.
I pretty much think
yes.
Raven. You know, Raven's little spinning around the head. I think everybody remembers that one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think if you haven't heard of it, or, you know, I'm sure you could probably relate to that film that Brother Thomas just mentioned. But it is true, right? People, everyday people can be spiritually attacked. And this can happen even, you know, just being at your workplace. There's people that are jealous that you are rising to the top at the rate you're rising. It could happen in your families where they feel you have a special blessing or a special anointing given to you, and they may feel jealous about it. It could happen in your neighborhood, believe it or not, where people are jealous of material things. And
yeah.
So be it. The fact is there's some people that turn to this kind of dark magic or black magic, as our past guest, Dr. Nina mentioned, she was experiencing. They turn to that as a means to overpower someone or something. And this is usually done by, you know, witches and warlocks. They typically use this sort of stuff. Anyway, I want to share with you guys some things that you can do to protect yourself in the event that you are being attacked. And how would you, I guess the first question would be, Brother Thomas, someone
yeah.
might ask, well, how would I know I'm being attacked, right? Because the ultimate goal of the attacker is for you to possibly lose your mind and not know where the attack is coming from. Those are two key parts of the attack. because if you know where the attack is coming from, then you know you can definitely pray it down and call out that person's name. And they don't want that. The key is they want to be hidden behind the veil. They want to wear a mask. And you may even find that these people are in your face, probably the kindest people you could imagine and would never believe they were doing so much behind your back. So how would you know? What are some things that you could identify in knowing that you're spiritually attacked? Well, I can tell you, in short, your life could pretty much flip upside down in the matter of overnight. You're wondering, oh my goodness, what's going on? Things are not working out for me. You're having dreams that, and sometimes God speaks through us through the dreams, but also sometimes the enemy does too. And sometimes these witches and warlocks astro project into your dreams, which is a whole nother deeper spiritual conversation. But, you know, you can start noticing things in your dreams that are abnormal.
And you can even start questioning, Jewel, you can even start questioning your own values, you know?
Yeah.
And you're thinking, you know, am I crazy? You know, or all this kind of stuff. And if you're not crazy. You're just being influenced by all these outside forces.
Yes. Yes. Brother Thomas is so right. Because that is the main goal, is for you to start questioning yourself. And these individuals will come in and also kind of gaslight you to reinforce the questioning to make you kind of think you're in a which is, I know it's awful, but this is what's happening out here, ladies and gentlemen. And there's some of us that are messengers of the light, and we're here to help protect and guide as many people out of hospitals, out of insane asylums, and so forth, so that you can really see what's happening here. And usually, unfortunately, at the helm of all of this is money, because money is often the root of all evil.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just kind of have to think back to a time that you may have been awarded money or awarded a promotion or awarded something that someone or a group of people may be envious of that could cause, that could be at the helm of why you're being attacked. And I think once you get to that root, it will better help you identify who's doing it. So anyway, some things that can help you, help protect you guys. You know, we always talk to you guys about the anointing oil, which is pretty much olive oil that is prayed over, and you can anoint yourself, your home. I know I kind of do it all over my body with the olive oil, especially after I pray. That is something that is definitely helpful. Wouldn't you say, Brother Thomas?
Yes, and Jewel, and one thing I think we need to stress with the olive oil, it needs, now I think I'm really writing this and pronounce it, Moldavian olive oil.
Uh-huh.
But it's actually the olive trees, people, if you didn't know, the olive trees actually grow in the desert. And what they do is they become hardy. The olive itself becomes so hardy because as the nature is, you know, draining the water, they become more stronger, the olives do. And so if you're able to get that cold-pressed olive and, you know, get the oil out of it, it's actually supposed to be the best kind of olive oil for you. So when you go to the grocery stores, make sure that you're looking for the olive oil that's in the dark bottle, and preferably that it's from Moldavia, not California, not all these other places, because those have basically been tainted, and I say tainted by this one. If the light gets to the oil, it reduces its healing properties. So look for the ones that were actually in that particular country, because God put those olive trees there for that particular reason.
Yes, thank you, Thomas. And the olive tree is actually one of God's favorite trees. That's the oil that comes from it, we use to this day for anointing. So, yeah. Thank you, Brother Thomas, for pointing out the best of the best that we can use
yes.
in trying to be closest to our Father. Another thing that you can use is salt. Now,
yep.
you know, I had a conversation, not just with a fellow pastor of the church, but also with a few other believers. And it's amazing how many people have found that salt has not just protected them, but has healed them also internally. And that's the thing with olive oil, too. Olive oil heals you internally as well. If you take a teaspoon
yeah.
of olive oil a day, it will actually help your metabolism. So a lot of the things that I'm telling you is not just good for you to use externally, but it's excellent internally, which is just an amazing feat of our Father to give us these things that are just life-changing. So with the salt, there's many things you can do with the salt to protect yourself. Salt water.
Hey, Jewel.
Yeah.
So is that certain kind of salt? I'm sorry, but I don't think we want to do like Morton salt, not iodized salt. Make sure it's
No, you definitely don't. You want sea salt, right? You want either Celtic salt or Himalayan salt or black
yep.
salt. These are like the best salts that you can use from the earth.
Yeah. Yes.
And they have just a lot of healing and protective elements. Like to protect your home, you can throw out salt to protect your home. And you can use salt water as well to protect your home. I often take salt baths, right, with Himalayan salt. And I'm going to tell you guys a little secret that hasn't been formally announced yet, but the ministry is in contract with becoming partners with a salt company to start distributing salt to our supporters at a much more affordable price. And we're talking about the good stuff, guys. So that's just a sidebar, but I'm really excited about that because I want to help as many people as possible get through these trying times. So definitely there's a lot of different things. And there's scripture as well to support all of the things that we're mentioning here. If you guys have any questions or inquiries, I can definitely follow up with scripture. But because of the time element, we want to get through as much as we can here.
Yeah.
And then there's other things like, I don't know if you guys heard of Florida water. Florida water is this kind of blessed water, kind of like holy water, I guess they use in Catholicism. This is something you can put in a spray bottle and kind of spray your home and kind of purify your home. And, you know, that's something else, too, that you can use. To be blessed. Is there anything you can think of? I mean, I'm going to give you guys some staple items that I think you should keep in your cabinet, like no matter what should happen.
I think that would be good. Maybe you can put them in the page, the Facebook page or wherever. That'd be good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, aside from the salt and the, the olive oil. I would highly suggest keeping garlic and cloves and cinnamon and turmeric and paprika and
cayenne pepper. Don't forget the cayenne pepper.
And cayenne pepper and lemons and ginger if you have it. These are some things that I think you should just
ginger.
Kind of have as a staple around in your home. Ready for anything. And,
did you list the Sheila Jet? Did you do the Sheila Jet or no?
I didn't list the Sheila Jet, but that's a good ad. If you guys don't know what that is, check that out. It's really good for you. And
maybe they need to know how to spell it.
Appealing.
Maybe they need to know how to spell it. Sometimes you can be
go ahead. Spell it for them, Brother Thomas.
All
because
right.
I think you have it. I haven't.
I do have it, and I love it. I mean, it is like black tar, people, and I'm telling you, it's got a strong taste. But when you can dilute it in filtered water, it makes it a whole lot better, makes it more easy to drink. So Shila Jit, S-H-I-L-A-J-I-T. Now, apparently it comes from a mountainous area, and God, don't tell me which where it is, but it's over in the Mideast, I do believe. And it's amazing that this is now coming to the forefront. A lot of people are talking about Shila Jit. Another thing, Jewel, I got on your list that I'm not sure what it is, and maybe you can enlighten me. I don't want to put you on the spot. But would be Moringa. Mm-hmm. What is that?
Yes. So, you know, just a little backstory, how I found out about Moringa. A gentleman I used to work with, he was heavily into health. Shout out to him. His name is Charles. Shout out to him. He introduced me to Moringa back when I was pregnant with my last child. And he used to add it to my smoothies. He would make these smoothies. He's known for, he has a health store. And basically, you know, Moringa, it's actually grown on a tree in India. It's so healthy. It has so many important vitamins and minerals in it. I had to research it myself when, you know, before he gave it to me, and I was amazed how much nutrients these leaves had.
Where did
in
you
them.
Buy
yeah.
it? Where can you buy it? Is it in the spice area?
Oh, you can get it right on. I got it at Amazon myself. You can get it at Amazon with the Shila Jit and all the stuff we're telling you. You can pretty much purchase it on Amazon and you know, we'll try to
well,
post
you know what, Jill, I'm going to say this. I don't want to give a spot for Amazon because I don't like Amazon head company. I don't like Jeff Bezos. I think he's a miser, and he's basically screwing everybody over with his pricing. You can also try the TikTok shop. They carry a lot of these things, and I think that would be a better because let me say this.
Yeah.
The TikTok shop, Jewel, they actually have people, you know, local people that are basically they're trying to make, they're like mom and pop shops. So why not we support them instead of this big, huge conglomerate, Amazonia?
Oh, absolutely. I'm all for supporting mom and pop shops. You know, I encourage you guys to, if you have local, you know, stores that you can pick these things up, definitely pick them up there.
I would say probably, Jewel, if they have a Halal, am I saying it right? Halal grocery store. They might
Halal,
be able to find a lot of that stuff there. Might be.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure they would. And you know, like I was saying before, there's just a lot of these natural healing things that have not been shared with us on a regular basis growing up. And I think it's important that as we grow spiritually and we find out how to heal and protect ourselves, that we share this information with other people and people in our ministries, so that they can too, feel healed. You know, I want you guys to understand that for a long time, this information has been withheld, and you know, certain things that are being done to people and groups of people through different kind of dark matters. Their goal is for you not to know these healing remedies and things you can do to protect yourself and your body. And that this is your God-given right to protect yourself and your soul. This is nothing pagan of the sort. This is your right.
All I natural it is.
Here
all I natural.
To protect yourself. Our God has given us these natural elements, not to harm people, because that's what they're doing, but protect yourself and your family. And that's what we want to encourage you to do, to use these natural elements, to heal and protect yourself. And if you do feel
Amen.
Like you are, going through some sort of attack of some sort that you just can't pinpoint or understand, you definitely can reach out to our organization and we will try to assist you the best we can as well.
Great. Hey, Jewel, am I supposed to talk about Big Pharma and how this, you know, this relates to Big Pharma?
Yes. So I asked Brother Thomas to come on today, and because he dealt with a lot of physical infirmities following his COVID vaccination. And I wanted to know exactly what his views are on Big Pharma and the constant food recalls that we're seeing in the news. For me, it's a reminder of how we can't live by bread alone. And I want to know from Brother Thomas, through all of his experiences and his faith, his strong faith, what does he think about what's going on and how it relates spiritually as well?
Certainly. Hey, okay, y'all. Have y'all got about an hour? I'm kidding. seriously, I could talk about this Big Pharma for a long time. And I think a lot of y'all are starting to realize that basically Big Pharma is nothing but a bunch of crooks, basically. And, you know, they've actually put money into the back pockets of all of our doctors and our hospitals. And then basically they dictate to these doctors and to these hospitals of just what they can prescribe and just how they can do the managing of that patient. And I think it's criminal. And I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Because take, for instance, with my vaccine injury. Well, that happened to be because of good old Pfizer. Yeah. Good old Pfizer, you know, knew of the issues with the vaccine, but released it anyway. But I'll say this something about it.
By the way, I hate to cut you off, Brother Thomas, but I want to let our audience know, if you haven't learned already, our brother has no reservations when it comes to name dropping. So if you've done him wrong and you're a big Fortune 100 company, you will get your shout out in your fair share time with Thomas.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Go right ahead, brother.
It's okay. But I'll say one thing. I want Pfizer to burn. Thank you. And Moderna and the rest of them, because what they're doing to people is it's criminal. So they got all these chemicals, you know, that they try to produce for us. And it takes away from the natural remedies that God has given us. And I'll tell you, I'm going to put a plug in for this book. It's the Book of Lost Remedies. And I'm telling you, if you could go look for that book at Barnes & Noble, or there's another bookstore. But anyway, go look for that. It has every single natural remedy that you would ever think of for whatever is ailing you. The reason why this was done is because the doctor had multiple sclerosis, and she went worldwide trying to find out all these healing remedies. And I'll tell you, people, you can go out your backyard, you can go into your forest, and you will find God gave us these natural remedies. We don't need no pharmacy. We don't need no chemical in our bodies. Those chemicals are killing us, literally killing us. A lot of them are giving us cancer. They say that they're helping you. That's gonna cure you. Ain't no damn cure with a chemical. I'm just saying. So what I mean by that is, so when they give you these prescriptions, right? Well, what happens is you get hooked on them. And this is true. And then also sometimes they actually give you these chemicals just so you will create another ailment later down the road. So it's a never-ending, and pardon my pun, hamster wheel, and it goes round and round and round and round, and it goes through your life cycle round and round and round and round until eventually, you know what happens, people? The hamster wheel stops. And why does it stop? Because you're dead. And that's the truth. And that's what this Big Pharma wants. They want to put you in your grave. Yes, they do. So when you get these natural remedies, God gave them to you. You think he wants you to end your life? No, he don't. He wants you to have a life of longevity, of having that peace and tranquility that we all deserve. and all desire. But with Big Pharma, that ain't ever happening. Never. And so, yeah, I don't have any cotton to the doctors that also do this too. I'll take you, for instance. All right, with my situation with the COVID vaccine, right? Just about 2 weeks ago, I asked my doctor, I said, why are we still taking this medicine that I have stopped working because of my radiation poisoning that I got from a 5G tower? Some of you may have used them, a Wi-Fi, high speed internet. And, so anyway, he said, well, because I can't manage you. Now, how do y'all feel about a doctor that you're giving all that money to and relying on him to help you get back to your healthy state, right? And he tells me, I can't manage you. And he says, I'm waiting to get a referral from Johns Hopkins University Research Hospital. Okay, then. So I scheduled the appointment for a certain test to basically judge or test my reflex actions to see if my toes moved or my fingers moved or whatever. And sure enough, in this particular testing, they said I had neuropathy. Tell me something I didn't know. So then I got a phone call saying, well, we're doing a preliminary, interview for you for the, when we have you scheduled for the visit with the doctor at Johns Hopkins. I said, oh, okay. So we went through the procedure and all the answers and the questions and all that stuff. Well, I'll tell you something, people, about less than a week now, I got an email from good old Johns Hopkins. And you know what they told me? They said they don't have a specialist to handle me. Here is Johns Hopkins Research Hospital, and they don't have a therapist or a specialist that can do anything for my ailment, which is autonomic neuropathy. Now, that's a whole lot of words, isn't it? Autonomic neuropathy. Basically, my central nervous system is controlling everything in my body. I do mean everything. And so when they told me that, I was going, huh, so who am I going to have to be my manager? Jewel, do you know who my manager is?
Our Father, I told you.
Amen. Let me say this, people. Don't put your trust in your Big Pharma. Don't put your trust in your doctors these days, because they have all been bought and paid for. Where you need to put your trust in all of your thinking and make sure Jesus is your manager. Amen and amen. So, yeah.
Amen.
Get me on that soapbox.
I know once you get started, it's hard to stop. But for the sake of time constraints, I want to just get ready to close out, because we have to go through some of the previous comments, and then we want to close out for you guys.
One thing we forgot to mention, and these people need to know about this. So can I say my belief prayer for them?
You can say your belief prayer, definitely, Thomas.
Okay. The reason why I'm alluding to this, people, is because this belief prayer, I actually got that when I was in the hospital. And I was either choosing Fox News Network, see, I throw names out, or I look down I go down the rabbit hole on my phone. And I went to the rabbit hole on my phone and found a YouTube video. And basically it was a pastor talking with a congregationalist about, and the man told him, he said, Pastor, I just can't seem to get my prayers above the ceiling. And so the pastor asked him, says, well, son, what you doing about it? He said, well, sir, I'm doing just like you do. I'm saying fancy words and I'm throwing a few scriptures in. And he says, and who told you that? And he said, well, we Christians know that we follow the lead of our pastor. And our pastor, he always gets up there, and he's saying fancy words, and he's throwing scriptures into his prayer. He says, son, who? No. It's simple. And then the guy said, What simple? Because, all right, I'll tell you. Now, if y'all like to, you can follow along. You take the word believe, okay? And you're going to change the letters in the word believe to the following words, okay? So the first letter is a B. That becomes because, okay? Second letter is E for Emmanuel, another name for Jesus. The third letter is L, means lives. And then you have the next letter is an I. I. So first what you've said so far in this prayer is because Emmanuel lives, I. Next letter is an E. Expect. The next letter is a V. Victory. And the final letter is an E. Every day. And then you're going to follow up the prayer with this. Yes, Lord, Jesus lives. Now then, that was all that the prayer was. Now what God expects you to do is proclaim it. And if some of you don't know what proclaim means, it means say it out loud. I know we as Christians like to whisper. And sometimes we just say it silently. Because we know God hears it, right? We know He knows what we're thinking. God says you got to say this one out loud. Now, I ain't saying you go to the front door and yell it to the neighbors, although you could if you wanted to. But I'm saying just get up at your coffee table or at the edge of your bed or whatever, and you say the simple prayer. Now then, I asked God if I could change the prayer a little bit, and He said, sure. So here's some things I've added to it, and they're valuable lesson. It's valuable information, so listen carefully. So what you're going to say first is, Lord, I want You to take full control of my day. I'm going to let go and let God. I'm just going to trust and obey because there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Now then, do you know, people, that you can put God on notice? Yeah, you can. You can. Because, see, when you said that prayer, you get exactly what He said do. He said for you to proclaim it. And He said, what did He say? What did He promise you? A victory every day? All right, this is how you do it. So you say, Lord, I want to thank You for the works that You are going to do for me on my behalf today. Now, what did that just say? Well, Lord, I'm thanking You for something You ain't done yet, and, you know, You told me that I was going to get a victory. So you know what? You got to get busy and give me that victory every day. And then the final thing is you need to do when you start praying this prayer is remember the victories you got from the previous day. Because it's not that God don't know what they already are. He does. But what He wants to know is you see the victory and you realize what it means, how it's changed your life, or what has happened in that particular day. And I'll say this, people. You know, sometimes we deal with things way out in advance. We try to plan things out in advance. In this day and time, the best way, best thing I can tell you to do is what I do is I get up every day and I say that believe prayer. And I just put that emphasis on one day and one day only. And I can deal with it, you know. But it's not that God can't deal with far out. Oh, He sure He can. Because get this, God is limitless. We are the ones that are limited. We are the ones that put limits on things. And a lot of time what we do is we try to limit God. Imagine that. But God will let us because He gives us free will, right? So, here's the plan. Stan, know these two things. God loves and Jesus lives. And if we'll just get out of the way, let go and let God, trust and obey, because there's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. And one more important thing, which had to do with our lesson, the end of it, the first start of it. Faith of a mustard seed. Now think about that. Y'all know what size a mustard seed is? I mean, it's so tiny. And God says, if you just have the faith the size of a mustard seed, I can move that mountain for you. Wow. That's something to say, isn't it? A little tiny mustard seed. I can just have the faith of a little tiny mustard seed, and God's going to move that mountain that's in my path. And how many people of y'all have had mountains in front of you? And boulders and stumbling blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Almost all of us have at one time or another, right? So if we have faith in God, in Jesus, and we have the faith of that little bitty old mustard seed, we can move that mountain. God can move that mountain. God will move that mountain. Amen and amen.
Amen. Yes, sir. So with that said, I'm going to roll right into some of the comments that we got from the last podcast from some of our supporters, which I'm so thankful and grateful that you take the time out and not just listen to what we have to say, but also what the scripture has to say. We got a comment from Mr. Ward that said, awesome, guys. Keep it going. Another comment from Mr. Nevis, wishing you many blessings in your new endeavors. We have a comment from Mr. Frog. I like the podcast. You are a very good speaker with a great radio voice. You also do a wonderful job keeping the guests on point and keeping in the boundaries you set. My only advice that I would like is some more Bible scriptures. Okay, Mr. Frog, we're going to work on that for you. Ms. Cooper said, I'm so proud of you continuing to soar. Mr. Ullman, the podcast sounds very interesting. And we have two miscellaneous commenters. One wants to know, what exactly happened with Thomas's dog in the last podcast? Thomas, do you want to share briefly?
Well, okay, I will. Well, my dog is named Cleo, and she's a mini golden doodle, and she's 5 months old. And you know how puppies can be puppies. And so she was pitching a fit on the floor, and I afraid that she was going to bark. And so I picked her up and put her up here on the bed. Well, like all little puppies like to do, they like to get right up in Daddy's face, and she did. And she was fine there. I could deal with it. But then she bumped my phone with her nose. It bumped me out of my reading of the scripture on my phone. And I'm sure y'all have this happen before, too. You just go, boop, and I'm going, oh, my God, where'd it go, where'd it go? And I got a little angry. I got a little angry with her, and I said, oh, you're getting down. So I do apologize. I'm glad that Jewel was able to pick up the pace of it. And basically, a lot of people then knew what was going on. But, you know, that's natural. That's going to be realistic, right?
Absolutely.
And so when we're, exactly. And if we had a script that we read from, y'all would be so bored. Y'all be yawning. Y'all be falling asleep in half of it. And I know that sometimes our podcasts run a little long. Like this one is almost at an hour, but I think we're going to get the, I think we're going to meet it, Jewel. I think we are. We're going to find
I hope so, which brought us to the final comment, which was, can you guys please shorten the podcast so we can listen to it in full and not come back to it after we're distracted with our children? I totally get it. I'm working on, as our previous commenter said, keeping our guests and hosts in line so that we can get through all of the material. But thank you so much for all of your feedback, your comments. Please continue to give it to us because we are not shy about shouting you out and making the necessary improvements. So thank you, everyone. As you guys heard, we are kind of getting ready to move into the radio station
Exciting.
Kind of avenue of things, which is
we're going to be Regis and Chapelet and Happy Lee on radio.
Of spirituality, at least.
Amen.
So that's going to be an interesting endeavor. So keep rooting for us and keep giving us feedback because we're starting from the bottom and now we're here.
Well,
so
I'll
continue to in your prayers.
Right, and Jill, I'll just say this: people, we are not professionals. Do we ever pretend to be? No, we are just people who are God fearing and God caring. And people loving, and that's what we're all about. And it's just like this, you know, God gives us challenges. He does each and every day. But you know what? When you put your faith in Jesus, he can get you through all those challenges. Because remember this, that little faith of the mustard seed, that'll fix it. So just let go, let God, please. Get up in the morning, just say, God, you have control of my day. I'll tell you one thing. It is amazing how you'll feel when you say those words.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
Because you've got your shoulders are lifted. All that burden of stuff that you've been carrying is lifted from you. And it just feels so good. And when you get that victory every day, and I guarantee you, you will, if you say the prayer just like I said it, God is, it's a miracle prayer that he gave me. I take no credit for it. I take no glory in it. But I'm just saying this to you. When we get out of the way and we let go and let God handle everything that's going on in our lives, you're going to see the miracle happen every day.
Okay. Brother Thomas is absolutely right. I want to close out and, of course, thank our lovely guest host, Brother Thomas Willard, again, for his just amazing feedback in spirituality. And I want to leave you guys with two golden nuggets, as I always try to give you guys something to hold on to and to think about. I want to advise you guys, those of you who are suffering with supernatural ailments and so forth, there are natural healers. And one of which I used to follow very closely was Dr. Servi. And, you know, unfortunately, he's passed away, along with many other natural healers, unfortunately. But he does have, he left behind a lot of information with his family. And he also has a healing kind of resort that I recommend many of you to go and kind of heal your mind, bodies, and souls there for a while when it becomes overwhelming. So I'm going to leave you guys with that, as well as some of my favorite scriptures and gems that I use to protect me in the event that there's a spiritual attack. And so take out your pens and write down these psalms because they're a few of my favorites. And my father has listened when I called out. So it's Psalm 91, Psalm 35, Psalm 51, Psalm 23, Psalm 20, Psalm 27, Psalm 74, verse 20, Psalm 3, verse 7. Okay? So I encourage you guys, take your salt bath, read those psalms, and pray to our Father for a supernatural healing. He has gifted many of us with different things, and those of us that can respect each other's gifts and not be jealous of it to harm each other, but use it for the good. We're out here. We're trying to heal. We're trying to enlighten, and we want to be the light for others. And if you, too, would like to be the light, please reach out to us because we're looking for genuine spiritual believers that worship our Father, Yahweh, in heaven. So reach out, and we look forward to hearing from all of you until we meet again. Can we talk? Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.